Okay, Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, Simen Kuf Samach Aleph, Siftes. We're talking about Chatzitza. Right? Chatzitza for mikvah. And what's considered a strong chatzitza. So tibtes, you gotta be careful to remove nose ring. It literally means nose rings and regular rings, but it means all rings. You'd be surprised how often women end up going to the mikvah with necklaces and bracelets. I don't know how they don't catch it, but
There's a, this is lachatchila. This is only lachatchila,
lechatchila, but the evidence is going to be okay unless it's very tight.
right, so usually earrings are not so. I mean, yeah, maybe.
No, usually the no rings. Sometimes you have ladies that, especially if a woman
Rings
has
are
to go,
tight. The earrings are not.
earrings are usually pretty loose, right? But some place can say that what you do is when she's under the water, when she's under the water, she should move the rings around, like she should just spin the ring on a spin, whatever, turn the ring so that the water gets in, and then they would allow it. That's what some Paiskin would say, but it really depends on the situation, so it's hard to say. It's hard to say any sort of sock. Okay, then so
Some
Yud
people
Trichalin,
have
yeah.
thick bones and the ring sort of becomes stuck. They can only move it a little bit up and down the finger.
Right, yeah. The bones, and
Yeah, so
sometimes
those
they
situations, yeah.
also, when they gain weight or something,
Right, yeah.
you could have, so then it gets stuck on there. The shaila is, are you mechuyev to get somebody to cut it off? Right? Would there be a chiyuv to do that? That's the real shaila. Because why not? I'm saying it. I mean, it depends if it's expensive, it's not expensive, etc. But usually, I mean, sometimes they do. They call Hatzalah. Even they've called Hatzalah to get the ring off. Anyway, okay, so Sif Yud. So I keep losing the place. Sorry. So yes, the tzrichah and nakashina kodim tefillah. She needs to clean out her teeth before tefillah. Mishum huli matzeh bein shina shiurei maichel, because it's very common to find food in between your teeth, as anybody who's ever eaten knows. Vim tavla v'nimtza b'nem, and let's say she went to the mikveh and she finds something stuck in between her teeth. Loi also latfila, then the tefillah does not work. Unfortunately, this happens. I mean, I'm gonna say it's often, but it's probably the number one issue post tefillah. And there are those that are noyig not to eat meat on the day that they go to the mikvah, because as we know, meat gets stuck in between the teeth a lot more than other foods.
So it's anything that gets stuck, basically.
Yeah, so if you know corn, like if me, I wouldn't do
Mango.
corn and what do you call it? Popcorn, all those things. I wouldn't eat, but everybody's got to know their own teeth, right? Now he's saying yesh noyah guys, and it says baser, but baser also means chicken. And that is the minig in Klai, so it's a pretty strong
Even
minig.
though we
That's
have floss nowadays,
even
we
if
had
even though we have
nowadays,
floss, yeah. Even though we
we
have
have now
floss,
like special like water floss under
yeah,
pressure.
it's true. That's the minig. That was always the minig, and it's very common. Like when there's a barbecue, so it's embarrassing. So can they eat meat? So there are paiskas that are mekel when they're gonna be embarrassed, right? That they could eat. I mean, the shaila is how do you call embarrassed,
But chicken
right?
soup is mutter, basically.
Chicken soup is mutter, yeah. Chicken soup is mutter, and some even say some allow like will allow hot dogs, and that type of thing. Ground beef. Anyways, fine. Uminig Yafu, he says that is a it's a nice minig. But Shabbos and Yom Tov shoychem basar tizor lenakar b'yosan. And Shabbos and Yom Tov, when you eat meat, you should be careful to clean it very well, because it's a mitzvah to eat meat and chicken on Shabbos. So therefore, that's more important than this chumrah. No eating between the preparation and the mikvah. And the whole day of tefillah shouldn't be busy with dough or wax from candles. So nothing should get stuck there. I mean, that's a common thing. The women do hair removal with the waxing, and then they forgot to do it the day before, so they're going to do it the day of. And a lot of times, the wax gets stuck. Ach, Be'er Shabbos, Imdaka Lolosh Ba'atzim L'chvod Shabbos. Right, but what about if she's kneading dough? So dough also gets stuck to the hands. Al Timna, that she shouldn't stop herself, because that's also a mitzvah. She should knead the dough and then wash her hands well. But the place can say that nowadays we have plastic gloves, that she should wear plastic gloves. Yud Aleph. If a woman has a fake tooth, so then she should ask a shayla. I'm just saying we can do leitar, et cetera, fine. Okay, these are all the teeth issues. We can skip the parentheses. Let's say a woman has a shever, is like a prolapse inside, and they put something even nicer, tabas barach, where they put a ring in there to hold up the prolapse. It's like something from the uterus is dropping down, and they put it inside. Tasa sheila, they should ask a shayla. And same thing for braces and fillings and all that. There are certain places in Klai where they do not allow women to go to the mikveh with fillings, because they don't want it there. They consider a chatzitza, so the women do not get fillings in their teeth. I don't know exactly what they do, but they don't get fillings. Yudbe, a woman should not hold on to their friend's hand during the tefillah, so that the water shouldn't come where they're holding on to hands. So b'shas atchak, if the woman is what do you call it, handicapped, or she's very scared of going under the water. The woman should go in with her and hold on to her hand. Hold on to her hand. She should go into the mikveh for herself. Then her hands are wet. She should then hold on to the other lady without strength and without meaning, not so tight. With an in-between like any person. Tit, where it's possible, she shouldn't be toivel and where there's dirt on the floor. Because of chatzitza, this is the problem with going in the ocean. Because mud is not so thick. But the sand that's on the side of the river and the side of the ocean, that can be a real chatzitza. When she goes into the river, she should wash her feet and not titch and nidma from the mud. If she wants to put like a stool or something, there's many things that it's also to stand on them. We'll see that a little later. Shouldn't stand up too straight, because then it'll make folds in the skin. And she shouldn't bend over, because then parts of the skin will get stuck together. She should bend a little bit until the hidden parts of the body are seen, the way it would be seen when she is kneading bread or dough. She should move her legs apart a little bit, and like because she's strengthening herself that she could knead the dough very well. That's the way she should stand. And from her breasts, she should hold it the way she would do when she's nursing. Not hold it, but position herself that way. She shouldn't spread her legs more than too much. And she shouldn't move her arms. She should do it the way she is when she's walking. If she bends over too much, or if she strains up too much, then the tefillah doesn't work because she'll have folds in the skin, vein amayim bayim shem, and the water doesn't get there. All right, v'lachain. And if she comes home and the mikvah is already closed, and now we discussed yesterday that's not so simple. V'lachain, tzricha lashgiach shiyu amayim l'malam mitibur gimel tfachim. She should make sure that the water in the mikvah goes at least 3 tfachim above her stomach. V'inidzeh yichal l'tol karoy. Then she can toivel properly. When the water is not so high, she should go slowly in the water until her neck. And then she should be toiling in a way that she that her body won't create folds before she gets into water. And then if she straight, meaning she should position herself before she gets in the water, then she moves when she's in the water, then she'll be okay. That's not a problem because the water already went in properly. Because the water already went. I mean, it's the same thing that we said by the woman holding her hand. As long as it's wet before, then you're not going to have any problems. Let's say the water is very low. She could be told when she's laying down, come a dog like a fish. She just has to make sure, like we learned yesterday, that her whole body is covered at one time. She doesn't have to open her mouth. She shouldn't clench it, close it more than enough. She did, tefillah doesn't work. She should put the lips together, a medium. Touching. Nasna Sarah Bapiva Tavla, she put her hair in her mouth and she was Tavla, also Latvila. The Tvila won't work, because the Mayam won't come on her hair. She should not close her eyes too much, because that will make folds in her eyelid and her eyelids. She shouldn't open them too much, kinasim kumatam lamala, because then it'll make folds in the upper eyelid. Elatiskar and berifian, she should close them loosely. So basically, everything has got to be loose and nothing too tight. And then just be happy that you're not a woman and you have to deal with all this stress. That's all I could say. Thank them for having to deal with all this stress. Anyways, all right. Everybody should have a fine night. Should be matzliach.
Hey, also,
thank you.
You notice you have a cut around around your whole body.
What? Yes. Yes, I do. I forgot to shut the background. Sorry about that.